I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Ikatlo at huling maipapayo ko, makisangkot ka. Ang buhay na hindi inilaan sa kapakanan ng iba ay parang lantang gulay o bilisang isda na walang nakinabang. Huwag kang kuripot. Ibigay mo ang buhay mo sa iba, maski na paminsan-minsan lang. Pumunta ka sa mga bukid, sa mga minahan, sa mga bundok, sa mga batang lansangan, sa mga home for the aged, sa mga inulila ng digmaan. Magtanong ka kung anong may tutulong mo. Magkaroon ka ng boses, ng opinyon. Mundo mo ito, di ka parang hanging nagdaan lang, mag-iwan ka ng marka. Yang hawak mong diploma, para yan sa iba, hindi yan para sa'yo. Isa sa pinakamakulay at pinakamahalagang bahagi ng buhay ko ay nang maging aktivista ako noong panahon ng martial law. Lahat ng mga personal na ambisyon ay kinalimutan ko. Ang buong buhay ko ay inilaan ko na para sa iba, para sa bayan. Nakulong ako ng isang taon sa Fort Bonifacio. Minsan sa gabi, iniisip ko, paano na mga pangarap ko? Hindi na ba matutupad? But in the end, I realized it was all worth it. Dahil wala nang sasarap pa kaysa sa pakiramdam na hindi lahat ng ginawa mo ay para sa sarili mo lang. Lagi nila akong tinatanong, ba't ka ba nagbibigay ng libreng workshops mula pa noong 1982? Napakahirap at madalas ay napapabayaan ko mga projects ko tuwing nagpapa-workshop ako. Pero hindi lang ang mga workshopper ko ang natututo, natututo rin ako. Nakikita ko ang sarili ko sa kanila at sa paunti-unti nilang pag-unlad ay umuunlad din ako. Naniniwala kasi ako na kapag nagbigay ka ng walang hinihintay na kapalit, ngingiti sa iyong mundo. Ibabalik sa iyo ang binigay mo sa mga paraang hindi mo inaasahan. Di ko alam kung anong nagawa kong kabutihan para ibigay niyo ito sa akin. Di ko alam kung paano ko kayo pasasalamatan. Di ko rin alam kung paano pasasalamatan lahat ng napakaraming taong tumulong sa akin mula doon sa matandang librarian sa Dait na lagi akong pinapahiram ng libro maski nag-iimbentaryo sila o bumabagyo. Hanggang sa mga teacher ko sa high school na inihatid pa kami ng mga kaklasiko nang lumayas kami sa Bicol papuntang Maynila. Hanggang sa mga kaibigan ko at katrabaho at workshoppers at pamilya na laging tumutulong sa akin. Maraming salamat sa kanila at sa inyo rin mga graduates, maraming maraming salamat. Kaya ngayon sa pagtatapos nyo, celebrate, work hard para makumpleto ang silya, make mistakes, makisangkot ka, vote wisely. Hindi lang yan kinabukasan natin, kundi kinabukasan din ang mga magiging anak nyo. Ipaglaban mo ang mga karapatan mo. Write a story, hug your parents. Nagpagod silang lahat para makapag-graduate kayo. Ako, na working student, nakikita ko kung paano sinikap ng mga parents nyo na huwag kayong maging working student at makapag-focus kayo sa pag-aaral. Listen to somebody else's heartbeat. Join a rally, donate a cause, support your friend's dream. Listen to the silence in the midst of chaos, persevere. Mangarap ka at habulin mo ang mga pangarap mo na halos hindi ka na makahinga. At sabihin mo sa sarili mo, ako ito, graduate na ako at handa na ako. Hawak mo ang sarili mo, hawak mo ang buhay mo, iyan ang totoong diploma.
Our scripture reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of Luke. We are reading from the New Living Translation. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, "Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she is wearing me out with her constant requests." Then the Lord said, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So, don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Nung bata ka ba na naranasan mo na ikaw ay magwala sa mall or sa palengke at you know, yung maglulupasay at mag-iiyak ng pagkalakas-lakas dahil sa may gusto kang ipabili pero ayaw bilhin ng iyong nanay or ng iyong tatay. May gusto kang ipabiling laruan or pagkain pero for whatever reason na nung bata ka hindi mo alam kung ano man yung rason nila ay ayaw nilang bilhin. Mag-iiyak ka, maglalupasay ka ng bonggang-bongga para lang mapilit mo ang iyong magulang na bilhin. Ngayon kung hindi mo naman yung ginawa nung bata ka, kasi hindi naman lahat ng bata ganun eh, di ba? Naka-witness ka ba ng ganung klaseng bata na nagwawala sa mall? Ako, I actually don't remember myself as I was growing up. I don't remember myself na nagwawala no sa mall. Although, yes, naka-witness ako ng ganung klaseng kapwa ko bata. And ngayon na, you know, as ako'y tumatanda, nagkakaedad, at minsan nakakakita pa rin ako ng ganong eksena sa mall or sa palengke, napapasabi ako sa sarili ko, napapaisip ako, naku Diyos ko, buti na lang, wala akong anak na ganyan, dahil kung ganyan ang anak ko, naku Diyos ko, mapapalo ko talaga. Now, sometimes, yung nagwawalang bata will actually get what the child wants. May mga magulang kasing ibibigay naman. May mga sitwasyon na yung magulang ibibigay naman yung kagustuhan niya. Para tumigil lang yung bata, no? At hindi mapahiya yung magulang in public. Madalas sometimes naman lolokohin, uutuin yung bata, no? Na may i-offer na something better doon, punta tayo doon, merong something better doon. Or kaya sasabihin naman nung magulang, bibilhin natin yan. Pero, galingan mo muna sa school. No? Makikipag-bargain yung magulang. So, minsan matigas din, minsan meron talagang matigas na magulang, hindi bibilhin yung gusto, no? At usually tatay yan. Hindi naman lahat ng tatay, pero usually yung mga tatay mas disciplinarian eh. So walang pakialam kung mapahiya sila dun sa in public, no? Dun sa mall. At hahayaang maglulupasay yung anak doon sa sahig hanggang sa at hihintayin niyang mapagod. Hanggang sa mapagod, minsan iiwanan pa talaga, no, lalayasan nung parent yung bata. Siyempre yung bata natatakot na maiwanan, habol-habol. And I know, of course, this scenario na sinasabi ko sa inyo, real life scenario na some of us have experienced or some of us have witnessed as we were growing up. The obvious interpretation of these scenarios, the moral interpretation or lesson is that we do not always get what we want. Or another interpretation is that our parents knows better or knows what is best for us. And both interpretations are true and has value in reference to children who throw tantrums to get what they want. But we can also reread and refocus our attention to the fact that indeed sometimes to get what you want, to get what you demand, you really need to make a scene, to make a public scandal or inconvenience those who are in power. This is exactly our parable in the Gospel of Luke for today. When the widow pesters the evil judge, the evil public servant, no, pinipeste niya yung judge, so that the judge will give her the justice that she demands. Now, the text tells us that the parable is about persistent prayer and enduring faith. And certainly, many traditionalist pastors and priests would have repeatedly preached that way. And there's nothing really inherently wrong with that. After all, it is in the text. Sinabi naman dun sa teksto. But the problem is when certain interpretations also becomes normative to the point of sounding dogmatic, na wala nang ibang interpretasyon, ito na lang yon. It is just about prayer or faith. Perhaps the parable, as it says, is not just about prayer. Let's consider that it is not just about prayer. But more importantly, it is about demanding justice. If you will carefully read the entire Gospel of Luke, you will notice that it speaks about the poor, the prophets, and of justice more than any of the other Gospels. So it is no wonder that this particular parable about this evil judge and the widow demanding justice is found only in Luke. Unique lang tong parable na to kay Luke. Hindi mo makikita tong parable na ito kay Matthew, kay Mark, at kay John. Now, whenever the Bible speaks of justice and righteousness, especially in the Hebrew Testament or what we call the Old Testament, it is almost always have to do with orphans, widows, the poor, the strangers, and the resident aliens. The book of the prophets, both major and minor prophets, often talked about doing justice, which means the ordering of society in such a way that it treats everyone fairly and equitably. The prophetic call, ang panawagan, the prophetic call to justice means caring for those vulnerable groups of people. The Gospel of Luke takes this up because the author of Luke sees Jesus, nakikita si Jesus, the Messiah, as the continuation and the fulfillment of the prophets. Jesus the Messiah for Luke picks up, no? Jesus picks up the work, the prophetic work of John the Baptist and all the prophets before him. Consequently, those who follow Jesus are themselves called and sent out to continue the same prophetic tradition of proclaiming and seeking justice for all. Pero ang nakakalungkot na reality in our world is that justice is still not fully realized up to now. The sad reality in our world is that justice is still something that we are fighting for, something that we are still demanding. The sad reality of our world is that, as it was in the time of Jesus and the author of Luke, all the way to our present time, today, year 2021, we still have corrupt public officials and judges and other government leaders who, like in the parable, neither fear God nor respect anyone. But like the widow, we are urged to be persistently annoying to those in power. Because like it or not, those in power never concedes power for the sake of justice. Walang pagkakataon sa ating sa buong kasaysayan ng sangkatauhan na ang makapangyarihan ay nagkusang kilalanin at respetuhin ang buhay at ang karapatan ng mga inaapi. The oppressed peoples have had to always bitterly and annoyingly fight for justice and equality. We always had to scandalize those in power to get things done. Another thing that the parable teaches us is that even if we are oppressed and powerless, we can still make our demands to those in power, just like the widow. Widows in ancient times do not have power, agency, or have very little resources. But in this parable, the bothersome persistence of the widow was the only power that she could wield to get what was rightfully hers to demand. Bilang LGBTQI+ individuals at bilang isang community, we can easily identify ourselves with this widow. And we should identify with her. We should learn from her na dapat nating i-demand at patuloy na ipaglaban ang katarungan at ating mga karapatan bilang LGBT. Ang karapatang mabuhay na walang takot, pangamba o pagtatago ay ipinaglalaban. Ang karapatang piliin kung sino ka at paano mo nakikilala ang iyong sarili ay ipinaglalaban. Ang karapatang umibig at piliin kung sino ang iyong minamahal, ang iyong iibigin, yan ay pinaglalaban. Ang pag-ibig ay ipinaglalaban. Ang karapatang bumuo ng isang pamilya o komunidad o organisasyon na ligtas mula sa pangungutya at pananakit ay ibinabaka, ipinaglalaban. Ang patas na pagkilala at proteksyon sa batas at sa Estado mula noon hanggang ngayon ay ipinaglalaban. At ito ay ipinaglalaban, ito ay naipaglalaban kung bawat isa sa atin ay makikisangkot tulad ng payo ni Ricky Lee. Referencing the series Pose, no, for several weeks now, part ng preaching series natin ang Pose, the series Pose. And referencing the series Pose again, and as I have done so in the previous sermons, the previous Sundays, Pray Tell and Blanca always reminded their friends and their whole ballroom community the importance of showing up and fighting for justice, fighting to be heard and to be taken seriously, fighting for life, for healthcare, and for people dying of AIDS. Experiencing the death of many of their friends, chosen families, and elders because of AIDS during the 80s and 90s, Pray Tell, Nurse Judy, and Blanca joined the AIDS movement and protested, and in one of the episodes. So ito no, may mga konting, kung di nyo pa napapanood ang Post, may konting spoiler sa sermong ito. So they joined, no, Nurse Judy, Pray Tell, and Blanca joined the AIDS movement. And in one episode, they joined the protest. They protested inside the New York Cathedral, the Roman Catholic New York Cathedral. Nagprotesta sila doon. Sa loob mismo ng katedral. Now, after being exploited and discriminated by Federica, the white woman building owner, Blanca, together with her children and friends, worked together to put a giant, isang napakalaking giant condom to raise the funds, to make it, and to put it in the house, dun sa buong bahay, sa isang buong bahay ni Federica as an act of protest against her dahil sa ginawa niya kay Blanca. And even in death, pray tell's ashes were scattered in the front lawn of the house of the mayor of New York City, together with the ashes. Well, I'm not sure if it is the mayor's house or the governor's house, but certainly a public official's house of New York. The ashes of Pray Tell, together with the ashes of other people who died of AIDS, were scattered in the front lawn, sa bakuran ng bahay, as their last act of solidarity and protest. God loves the queer you. What's next? Anong kasunod? Fight for your life. Fight for your rights. Fight for justice. Just like the widow in the story, demand for your rights, for your life, and for justice. And even if you are an LGBTQ plus person who have already succeeded in life, kung ikaw man ay isang baklang nag-succeed na sa buhay at naging super yaman na. Gusto ko sana magpangalan ng ilang mga personalidad eh, kaso baka, you know. Kung ikaw man ay isang napakayaman ng LGBTQ+, nag-succeed ka na sa iyong field at sa buhay, do not ever think, even if you have already gained some level of power or influence, don't ever think for a second that you are already free. No, you're not. Huwag mong iisipin hindi ka na affected or hindi ka na maapektuhan. Sabi nga ng isang meme, hindi ka malaya, humaba lang ang tanikala. Even if you're middle class, educated, and a successful LGBTQ plus person here in the Philippines, you still have to fight for your life, and equally important, you have to fight with and for your people. We have to start caring for one another, as Pray Tell says. Gaano man kataas na ang langit na iyong narating, kailangan mong makisangkot pa rin. But of course, I understand, the next question would be, well, how? Paano ba, Pastor? How do we fight for justice and for our life? And for that, I have five things to say about it. On how we fight for our rights, lives, and for justice in our context today. Paano ipaglalabang ang katarungan at karapatan? Number one, sa una kong sermon, the first Sunday that I preached, the first Sunday of Pride, which was Pentecost Sunday, ang sabi ko doon, live your life. Diba? God loves you, God loves the queer you. What's next? Live your life. Tell your truth and love without shame. In my fourth sermon, I said, follow your dreams and do what you love unapologetically. Another way of saying those things in a much older sermon is to live a happy and successful life. No? So happy, so successful, that the conservative Christians and those in power gets annoyed and confused with your level of happiness and success. as a queer person. Let your own life, ang sarili mong buhay, become a testament of what you are fighting for. Number two, paano pinaglalaban ng karapatan? Number two, be informed and educate yourself. Join and attend webinars, especially now in the pandemic. Daming webinars. Read, magbasa. Importante ang baklang nagbabasa at ang baklang may alam. Bawal ang syunga. Makipag-usap ka at makipag-ugnay sa ibang LGBT individuals and groups. Sabi nga ni Ricky Lee dun sa ating unang pagbasa, makisangkot ka at makipag-usap sa iba't ibang tao, lalo na sa iba pang mga oppressed sectors. Kilalanin mo sila at alamin mo ang kanilang kwento at mga pananaw. Ibigay mo ang iyong oras at atensyon kahit paminsan-minsan lang, sabi ni Ricky Lee. Pangatlo, tulad nung sabi ko nung sermon ko nung third Sunday, join a house. Join a house. Come home. What did I mean by that? I meant join a community or an organization. Because you cannot do this alone. And you cannot just be a bystander watching from a distance. Join a good organization and a community who does something for the larger movement and LGBT community, our LGBT community. Together as a unit, you can participate and contribute to our much larger and much wider movement and fight for justice. Number four, paano ipaglaban ng karapatan at katarungan? Number four, syempre, pagkasali ka sa isang community or organization, you have to volunteer. You have to participate and contribute. Yung Metro Manila Pride ay dinadaos at nagaganap because it is mostly composed of volunteers. You have to give a portion of your time, talent, and financial contribution for our community, for our movement, for the cause that we are fighting for. At yung Metro Manila Pride, kinocompose, bukod sa mga volunteers na nagko-compose niya, bumubuo niya, nagpapatakbo niyan, composed din yan ng mga iba't ibang smaller organizations. At yung mga smaller organizations, grassroots organizations and communities, binubuo din yan ng kanya-kanyang mga member volunteers. All volunteers, whether sa Metro Manila Pride or sa mga mas maliliit pang mga organisasyon at communities, are people, real people, who give their time, effort, and their own resources to make sure na patuloy na susulong ang laban para sa karapatan at katarungan. Ricky Lee tells us, dun sa ating unang pagbasa, and I quote, pag nagbigay ka ng walang inaasahang kapalit, ngingiti ang mundo sa iyo at ibabalik ito sa mga paraang hindi mo inaasahan. Number five, the last thing I want to say on how we can demand for justice. Join a protest when it is called upon. Join a protest. Kapag ang Metro Manila Pride or ang Lagablab LGBT Network ay nagpatawag ng protest action para sa SOGI Equality Bill or any other campaigns and advocacies sa ating komunidad. Pumunta at magpakita tayo. It is our responsibility to one another. It is our responsibility to one another to show up and to attend protest actions. Protest actions for our rights, for our lives. The activist and spiritual writer Glennon Doyle says, and I quote, "Activism is something we are all responsible for. It is not something we turn over to a group of people." You know, napakadaming misconception. Sa totoo lang, napakadaming mga misconception at takot tayong mga LGBT, karamihan sa ating mga LGBT pag sinabing protesta or yung salitang rally. Many of which ay hindi naman totoo at wala namang basihan. Hence, the need to educate yourself. I might get into trouble by saying this from other people in the community. Pero ang pakiramdam ko, parang anduduwag natin compared to our LGBTQ plus ancestors who, and to think they had it worse than us. They had it worse than us. The first Pride March was an angry protest that was started by a black trans woman who said to herself, "Enough! Enough! I won't take this brutality and oppression anymore." At inihagis niya. According to the story, siya ang unang naghagis ng, ewan ko kung bote ba yon or brick. Some people say it's a brick. The first Pride March in the Philippines, which is also the first Pride March in Asia, in 1994, was a protest march for LGBT rights intersecting economic rights. The HIV treatment we have right now, the HIV treatment, the medication that we have right now, that many in our community and even in the straight community na ginagamit, saving lives, prolonging lives, was born out of the persistent protests of people, mostly in our community, in the 80s and in the 90s. And this was shown in the series Pose. Metropolitan Community Church, throughout our history, sa buong kasaysayan ng MCC, sa United States, in North America, always participated in protests. And minsan, tayo pa nga, yung MCC pa nga ang nangunguna at nag-o-organize ng protesta. One of the stories, nag-organize ng protesta si Reverend Troy Perry, yung founder natin. Nagprotesta sila sa harapan ng isang discriminatory na restaurant na merong parang, you know, may negative sign against fagots. No, at nagprotesta sila doon. Another time, Troy Perry did a hunger strike in front of a government building. Wag kang matakot. Wag tayong matakot sumama o sumali sa protesta. Majority of the time, yung ini-imagine at kinatatakot mong mangyayari, hindi naman mangyayari sa'yo. Kaya nga importante pa rin na part ka ng isang community or organization because there is strength and safety in numbers, especially during protest marches. Saka parang antsaka naman na aatin ka ng protesta, ikaw lang mag-isa, wala kang kasamang organisasyon o community. No? Wala kang kapakat. Ilan ng mga protesta ang ako, nasalihan ko, napuntahan ko, pati nga yung protesta sa Cotabato nung nag-immersion kami sa Mindanao. No? Nagprotesta yung mga magsasaka, rubber, mga hindi magsasakang tawag sa kanila, I forgot the term. Pero yung mga kumukuha ng rubber sa rubber tree, nagprotesta sila sa kalsada at kasama kami doon, kami mga nag-i-immersion na seminarista. Wala namang nangyari sa akin. Wala namang nangyari sa mga kasama kong seminarista or dun sa mga nagra-rally. Very organized yung mga organizers, yung mga nangunguna at nag-o-organize nung protesta. And always yan, always they have a backup of lawyers and health workers. Majority of the time, wala na naman talagang mangyayari sa iyo. Walang mangyayari sa iyo kung hindi ka naman part nung organizing team at hindi naman ikaw yung nakaprenteng leader sa harapan. If you are only there to support the protest, most of the time you will be safe. You will be safe. At makakauwi ka ng maayos. Don't be afraid. Lalo na sa protesta nating mga LGBT. Tulad nung nangyari sa EDSA Shrine nung 2018, yung SOGI Equality Rally. 2018 yun, no? Daming, hindi sobrang dami ang nagpunta, pero marami-rami pa rin kaming nandun. Join your rainbow protest. Huwag kang matakot. Or kahit may takot ka, pumunta ka pa rin. Things that are worth fighting for will always include overcoming fear. Overcoming your fears. Sabi nga ni Pratel sa post, you have a duty, a responsibility to show up for your community. God loves the queer you. What's next? Anong kasunod? Fight. Fight for justice and equality. Fight for our rights and our lives. Just like all our queer ancestors and forebearers who came before us. Just like Jesus who protested in the temple grounds, overturning tables and chasing those with economic and political power with a whip and a cord. No, hinabol niya. Hinabol niya according to the Gospel of John. I close this sermon with the words of Ricky Lee. Magkaroon ka ng boses, ng opinion. Mundo mo ito. Huwag kang parang hanging dumaan lang. Mag-iwan ka ng marka. And I also close this sermon, secondly, in the words of Mother Blanca from the series Pose. As long as we have each other, we can do anything. With the power of God's love, let us together annoy and scandalize them, those in power, annoy and scandalize them until justice becomes real and complete. Pwede? Pwede! Amen? Amen! Happy Pride and rainbow blessings to each and every one of you in our rainbow community. Sulong! Backlash.